Now, you would have heard the story in our news today about a teenager who was arrested in Arncliffe this morning and accused of making a bogus report to police about a shooting, Dicko. Now, the cops swarmed on this 18-year-old's home after they got reports the man had tied up his father and was planning to shoot him. Now, when they got there, there was no evidence of a hostage or a shooting or anything like that. The teenager was then arrested for making a hoax report to police, but at the time he claimed he hadn't made the call to the cops and that his computer had been hacked. Now, they seized his computer and they took the boy back to the station for questioning. There's been a development in this story. It looks like this teenager, Dicko, was telling the truth and that he, in fact, is a victim here. Our police reporter, Michelle Taveniti, joins us. G'day, Michelle.
Good afternoon, Dicko and Sarah.
So this 18-year-old boy has been released without charge. So what's happened?
That's right. So this is 18-year-old Matthew McGrath. As you mentioned before, he was arrested at his home here on Bonner Street at Arncliffe very early this morning, just after 4:30. He has since been released without charge, but police do tell me they're still trying to figure out whether this hoax shooting came from him or from an outside source. Now, his mum has actually told a few of us reporters here that apparently he accessed a website called hackforums.net last night, and this website has actually made headlines over in the US for generating false police alerts. So whether or not that is true, it still remains to be seen. Police are still investigating that claim while they look into whether or not it was in fact him, but we're still a little bit in the dark as to where this hoax call actually generated.
Michelle, did his mum say why the lad had got onto Hack Forum website?
She was saying he was trading bitcoins. Now, that's a bit over my head. I'm not very computer literate.
digital currency, I believe, yeah. Michelle.
Yes, but apparently he's quite into computers from what she says, and was doing, I guess, that on the online last night when he's accessed his website. For what reason, we don't know. Maybe to check it out. We don't know whether he was aware of, I guess, what it does. But that's something that police will hopefully be able to tell us when they address the media at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
So, Michelle, she claims her son's gone onto this website. He has no idea that there's some glitch on this website whereby it then generates a police report that he knows nothing about and sends off a police report. Is that right?
That's right. From the way she explains it, she says he accessed the website, left it on, went to sleep. Apparently this has sent some sort of online report to a call centre in Queensland, who then obviously seen this report, which apparently said that there was a person shot inside their home, another person tied up, and also an alleged rape. So very serious allegations, and obviously this call centre has forwarded that on to police. They've responded with a full-scale operation. When I first got here at 5 o'clock this morning, there were dozens of officers cordoning off the street. They were searching for an apparent gunman, they told me. So they were treating this very seriously, but quickly found out no evidence of a shooting or that situation at all.
Now, Michelle, you've since found out that there is a term for these sites that generate by their own generation, I guess, these police reports, and it's called swatting.
That's right. It's something, as I said, that's made headlines over in the US, and I guess it's called swatting because SWAT teams, if you like, are sent to these false reports. So apparently there have been some cases over in the US. I've never actually heard of it here in Sydney, and it may in fact be one of the few that have ever happened here. But as I said, hopefully the police, when they address us this afternoon, will be able to take us through that and whether or not that's a legitimate reason for this report.
All right, swatting, that's a new one to be wary of. Michelle, thank you so much, and keep us posted.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Michelle Taveniti there, our police reporter.
Now, it is fascinating, Sarah, but I guess terrifying at the same time, how your kid, sitting in your suburban home in their bedroom on their laptop, can unwittingly make a police report, which means a police foot team, which could include dozens of armed officers, will descend on your home.
Just because he accessed a website. Now, whether or not he knew that this website was going to generate a police report, we don't know. But say he didn't, that's frightening. You're on a website, you don't log off, you fall asleep. Next thing you know, it's generated some hoax call, and you're being arrested by the police.
Well, it's called swatting, this new practice. Still Gerrion is an internet security commentator, and he joins us now. Hopefully, can enlighten us on what swatting is. Still, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys.
Now, how common is swatting? Is this the first possible case in Australia that we've heard of?
It's the first one that's really got serious in Australia that has made media attention. Fortunately, perhaps, we don't necessarily hear about them because they are a bit of an embarrassment to the police. If they turn up, then it's a false alarm. And obviously, they don't want to encourage anyone else to make a false
That's
alarm.
That's right.
But across the US and North America generally, it's becoming increasingly common. 2008 was the first time the FBI started using the term swatting. It's got so common in the US. I don't want to overstate that because obviously far more ordinary crimes are more common, but it's got to the point where there were even swatting groups set up where kids would compete to see who could generate the most outrageous police response, and they'd get, you know, 2 points for each police car, 10 points if a helicopter turned up, and so on. It became popular for a while to try and send SWAT teams into celebrity homes in LA, to the point where the Los Angeles police do not even report these publicly anymore to stop copycats. And there's actually a law now in California where if you're found guilty of making a false report like this, the police can actually charge you the full cost of their response, which if they bring out multiple armed vehicles, a helicopter or three, it could easily end up in, you know, the $100,000 mark. So in the US, it's become a serious thing.
Well, what happens if, as this lad in Sydney appears, if he's telling the truth and his mum's to be believed, he's the unwitting recipient of one of these SWAT pranks? How can you tell if someone's set it up themselves or someone's duped them?
Well, yeah, look, we've got a kind of Chinese whispers version. We've got the kid told the mother, told the police, told your police reporter version of what's gone on. So obviously, in terms of what really happened in this case, we'll have to wait for the police to unravel that. But generally, there has to be a human involved somewhere. Now, what we can say, if the report is accurate, that this lad was visiting websites where hackers congregate. That's what Hacker Forum is, and they both exchange information and buy and sell hacking tools and techniques. So he may or may not have been deliberately trying to get knowledge himself, or another user may have suckered him into installing something on his computer which didn't do as he says. Now, at that point, if someone else has got hold of your computer, has hacked your computer, they can operate it. If, as we've heard, he went to sleep or whatever, then a hacker using his computer could then use it to make a Skype call or go to the police website to file a report or whatever, or just find out, okay, what's the address here? What's their phone number? It's very easy to fake the caller ID information in a phone call. So I could make a phone call and make it look like it came from your office.
Wow.
And at the police
go on, then.
Low call centre, they can't tell the difference.
Now, Steele, what about if this kid is telling the truth? I mean, I'm thinking about how we might all accidentally make the same mistake. Is there a way to know that you're on a website where someone might be, you know, doing this swatting sort of practice and getting your details?
Short answer, no. And it's a good thing that this has come up in what is Stay Safer Online Week here in Australia. It's a good time for people to check with whoever takes care of their computers for them to say, look, you really just need to keep your computer secure. Make sure the software is up to date. Be careful about clicking on links that, you know, you think seem a bit out of the ordinary. Or someone says, hey, quickly, click through to this video. It's a video of the SWAT attack this morning. And you go, well, hang on, why would my Auntie Sarah be sending me that? Don't click. No, this is part of the continual battle we have between the good guys and the bad guys online.
And still, I'm presuming if he came from your computer, then you are legally responsible.
This is actually a grey area of law. Have you allowed, you know, if someone steals your car and uses it in a bank robbery, are you now responsible for the bank robbery?
No.
Computers, Probably not. I mean, the whole basis of criminal law is intent. So if you did not intend to be part of this attack, then you're just an innocent victim in the same way that the person whose car was stolen was an innocent victim of the bank robbers. But look, a lot of this can also come down to turf war or fights between people involved in hacking forums. There is a kind of, oh, if you're a newcomer to an environment where hackers hang around, and this is on the more criminal and underground side of hackers, you know, if someone is making a boast, then they're taken down a notch by more experienced people.
So a bit of a turf war almost still.
So there's all sorts of possible scenarios that might, you know, be the root cause here. And some of them, you know, would line up with this lad telling the truth, and some might not. You know, as I say, it remains to be seen.
I guess it's a case of watch this space. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. How fascinating. Well, hopefully we'll chat to you again at some point.
My pleasure. Anytime, guys.
Still Gary in there, internet security commentator. Swatting, there you go. That's something we've all learnt today. Swatting is not studying.
When did we end up with a planet where the nerds became so dangerous?
I know, very dangerous.
Yeah, it used to be the big woofy kids with tattoos that were the danger. Now it's the little bespectacled kids sitting in their room with their computer programs.
Yeah. We'll keep an eye on that story as police continue to try and investigate what happened there. Now, we do have a call from Marjorie. Marjorie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Look, my meaning of swatting has nothing to do with police or computers.
Right.
I'm just 97 years old. And in olden days, we always had a long-handled gadget with a square piece on the end of it for swatting flies.
Oh, Marjorie.
Fly swatter.
Do you know what, Marjorie? That would work just as well for nuisance computer hackers, wouldn't it? Well, we get our hands on them, we give them a swipe or two.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought swatting was.
Well, there you are, Marjorie. You've got a new term for swatting.
Yeah. Long before the term they're using now.
Yeah. It's funny how words change over time.
Swatting days have got to be over, Marjorie. Get yourself a tin of Mortine.
Thanks, Marjorie. Thanks for the call.